I'd better rummage the annals to see what they say about Geazli. I don't know why, but the place bothers me. Which was true, though I'd only just realized it. That was unusual. People intimidate me, not places. Why don't you do that? I could almost hear her thinking, go hide in your books and your yesterdays. I'll sit here staring today and tomorrow in the eye. It was one of those times when no matter what you say, it will be the wrong thing. So I did the second worst thing and went away without saying anything at all. I almost tripped over Goblin going back to camp. Though I was making a racket stumbling through the dark, he was so intent he did not hear me. He was peeping over a rock, eyeballing the slump of One Eye's back. He was so obviously up to no good, I could not resist. I bent and whispered, "Boo!" He let out a squawk and jumped about 10 feet, stood there giving me the evil eye. I tramped on into camp and started digging for the book I wanted to read. "Why don't you mind your own business, Croaker?" One Eye demanded. "What?" "Mind your own business. I was laying for the little toad. If you hadn't stuck your nose in, I'd have had him strung up like an antelope ready for gutting." A rope slithered out of the darkness and curled up in his lap. "I won't let it happen again." The annals did nothing to relieve my apprehension. I got really paranoid, getting that nervous itch between the shoulder blades. I began studying the darkness, trying to see who was watching. Both Goblin and One Eye had a big sullen on. I asked, "Can you guys come up for a little serious business?" Well, yes, they could, but they could not admit that their pouting was not of earth-shaking significance, so they just stared at me and waited for me to get on with it. "I've got a bad feeling. Not exactly a premonition, but the same family, and it keeps getting worse." They stared, stone-faced, refusing comment. But Mergen volunteered, "I know what you mean, Croaker. I've had the heebie-jeebies since we got here." I gave the rest a scan. They stopped yakking. The tonk games came to a halt. Otto and Hagop had small nods to admit that they felt unsettled, too. The rest were too macho to admit anything. So, maybe my collywobbles were not imaginary. "I get a feeling going down there could become a watershed of company history. Can one of you geniuses tell me why?" Goblin and One Eye looked at each other. Neither spoke. "The only thing the annals say that's weird is that Geazli was one of those rare places the company walked away from." "What does that mean?" That Mergen was a natural shill. "It means our forebrethren didn't have to fight their way out. They could have renewed their commission, but the captain heard about a treasure mountain up north where the silver nuggets were supposed to weigh a pound." There was more to the tale, but they did not want to hear it. We were not really the Black Company anymore, just rootless men from nowhere headed the same direction. How much was that my fault? How much the fault of bitter circumstance? "No comment." They both looked thoughtful, though. "So, Mergen, break out the real colors tomorrow, with all the honors." That jacked up some eyebrows. "Finish the tea, guys, and tell your bellies to get ready for some real brew. They make the genuine elixir down there." That sparked some interest. You see, the annals are good for something after